VCS chief. I'll be seeing ye.
With that, Teo turned and started across the last few yards of smashed rock. The rushing roar was much louder now. As he clambered over rough boulders and yawning gaps, he found himself thinking about Donny Barber, the ranger captain who had destroyed two Brolturan interceptors with a hijacked Earthsphere shuttle before being shot down in the skies of Niviesta. Donny had reminded Teo of himself at that age, cynical enough to be immune to the propaganda, yet idealistic enough to get into the fight.
"I wish I had been wise enough to know which fights to stay out of," he thought. "But if I hadn't backed Ingram and the winter coup had failed, what would I have become? Would I have even ended up here?"
That last thought rang through his mind, despite the fear that was rising in him. It would be a lie, he knew, to claim that he had no fear of death, but he also knew that there were worse things. Suddenly, he was there, just a few feet from the edge of the warp well, staring at its brightness from behind a vertical chunk of rock. It seemed wider than when he'd last seen it. The upward torrent of Legion cyborgs was a blurred, flickering wall from which he snatched glimpses of their biomechanical forms. The hurricane moan was deep and oppressive, a basso drone that made his ears buzz faintly. For a second, he squatted there, gazing into the uprushing tumult, mouth dry, heart hammering in his chest. Then he descended from the last jutting shelf of stone and strode over to the well's edge. He was holding the spacefold bomb in one hand and an unsheathed cleaver in the other. Not pausing, not daring to, he went up to the brink, jumped forward, and fell feet first into it. In those last seconds, he felt an unimaginable cold cutting into his legs and back and chest, and, with his last breath, he howled a furious defiance at the cruelty of the cosmos as his cleaver rose and fell. Then, he pressed his thumb into the centre of the bomb. Lying on the tilted shelf of rock, Rory had balanced the big Brolt rifle on the thigh of his good leg while holding onto the trigger grip with his good hand. He could hear the harsh, sighing roar of that vertical river of invaders. Worse, he could actually feel their mass machine presence through the implants still lodged in his body. It made him wish the stone spike had gone through his side or his arm, not his leg.
"It should have been me, not the Major."
Then he heard and felt the bomb detonate. The droning roar abruptly turned into a monstrous, senses-shattering screech of tortured metal. Rory flung his head round to see a strung-out tail of Legion cyborgs struggling to climb into the sky against some force that was dragging them back down. Below, the warp well had become a deadly grinding trap in which scores of the cyborgs were being crammed and crushed together as they were drawn down and compacted, jointed arms hammering, flailing. At the same time, a vibrating noise began coming up through the ground, a sound like an airfield full of running engines, blended with about 50 choirs climbing to a deafening crescendo, which was like a vast bubble bursting, but instead of the expected explosion, it was the opposite.